Kenny Dope, Deep Down. You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM, and we are in the middle of this.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly K Naturopath in the studio with us. Kelly, welcome back.
Hello.
So good to have you here. Tonight we are looking at sleep and the importance of sleep. And it's a big topic. It's a bit of a, like, I feel like in the last 5 to 10 years, people, particularly young people, are starting to become more aware of the importance of sleep, or it's just becoming more known in general, just how important it is for our health and well-being. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are becoming more attuned to what's going on for their mental health and physical health.
Yeah.
And sleep is a big part of that.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree as well. Not that I have the health qualifications, but I definitely can say from my own experience that sleep does help in just a whole range of different things. I have type 1 diabetes, and when I find that I've gotten very little sleep, my sugar levels are so crazy.
Yeah.
And I've actually done the breakfast shift here for Adelaide's Good Taste Breakfast a couple of times, filling in for Beck a couple of years ago, and I messaged her because she's also a type 1, and I said, oh my goodness, my sugar levels are just crazy. And she said, yes, it's your body not being used to the sleep schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was just like, wow. So sleep is very important. Even if you don't have a chronic illness, it's important anyway. So we were talking about how important it is to get good quality sleep as well as a good amount. What are your tips, Kelly, for those who struggle with that?
Yeah, I think the first thing and my number one thing is to really try and avoid screens, you know, computer, laptop, phone, iPad, you know, the blue light from these devices, they hit the back of your retina, or the light interacts with your eyes, and that sends a signal to your brain that basically, as far as your brain's concerned, you know, you could be on your computer at 10 p.m. at night, but as far as your brain's concerned, it could be 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So, and that reason that it does that is that light really interferes with that melatonin production. So you might have heard of the hormone melatonin, and that is considered to be a key chemical that's responsible for helping us to fall asleep, and then giving us a good restful quality sleep as well. So we want to do everything we can to, produce a good amount of melatonin and to not let that become blocked. So turning on if you absolutely have to be on screens, like using blue light blocking glasses or turning on your night filter, most devices have them now, is a really good way. But yeah, avoiding them for at least an hour or two before bed.
Okay.
Would be my number one tip.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you get up in the morning, to try and get as much natural light as possible, because getting that natural light early on in the day helps signal to your brain and helps regulate that day-night cycle.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So it's helping your brain realize, okay, it's morning now, and then the clock is kind of starting from the start again, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the other tip I would have, going back to something you said before about having a good routine, trying to go to bed roughly the same time each night, trying to wake up roughly the same time each morning, and having a good routine leading up to bed as well, because it helps you wind down for one thing, and it helps train your body that this is what we do. It helps signal to your brain that, yep, it's time to relax and go to sleep soon.
Yep.
So incorporating some sort of relaxation activity into that time.
Okay.
Maybe having a nice herbal tea, or using some essential oils. I know you love your essential oils.
Yes, I do.
So something like lavender is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then hot showers, baths, those types of things.
Right. Yep.
Really, really important. Yeah.
Yep.
And no stimulants too late in the day as well. So no coffee, not too much sugar later in the day, because that can really interfere as well.
What would you say is late in the day when it comes to coffee?
Okay.
This is my burning question.
Yeah. So for most people, I'd say probably after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3-4 o'clock. If you're someone who really struggles with getting a good night's sleep, or really has an issue with insomnia, I would say much earlier than that. So even by lunchtime, so 12 yep. o'clock, would I would say.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And of course, if you're doing all those things and doing all the right things and you're still having trouble with sleep, then it would be a good idea to talk to someone about, you know, what might be causing those issues.
Yeah,
you know, is there
yep.
anxiety? Is there pain? Is there some sort of hormonal issue? A lot of women, you might find that in certain times of your cycle, your sleep changes.
Mm.
So, and nutrient deficiencies as well, things like magnesium, vitamin D, protein. If you're deficient in any of those nutrients, they can have an impact on the quality of your sleep as well. So,
yeah, wow. Yeah. So plenty of different variables and factors. And I love that practical advice there, you know, staying off screens for at least an hour or two before bed, which I'm assuming includes your laptop or your iPad if you're wanting to watch some Netflix or something. So stay away from that as well.
Yes. So get a good old fashioned book out or something. Listen to some music, you know.
Okay.
You know, do those types of activities.
What about TV?
Look, I would avoid it.
Yeah, it's still screen.
It's still screen. And, you know, some people say, oh, but that's how I wind down. I was like, yeah, but you're still interfering with that melatonin production.
Mm.
And it's still, I suppose it does depend on what you're watching, but it still can be quite stimulating to your mind as well.
Yeah, yeah. Kelly, can I ask, can we go to another song and come back? Because I've actually got a couple more questions
I
only just thought of now, particularly around staying asleep, because I think there's a lot of people who can fall asleep okay, but they don't know how to stay asleep. They wake up multiple times throughout the night, whether to go to the toilet or they just wake up and then struggle to get back to sleep. I want to talk about that specifically after Matt Lucas. This is Hold On. You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover with Kelly Kay, naturopath, and Maz on Life FM. Everybody.